Today's Amud is Beitza Hayamabiz. We're holding on Hayamabiz, four lines on the top by the words Mai Va'omer. So we're in the middle of a discussion regarding an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We had in the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph an egg that's laid on Yontif, that Beis Shammai says Teyachel, you're allowed to eat it. Beis Hillel says Lo Teyachel, you're not allowed to eat the egg. The Gemara spoke about what happens when Yontif and Shabbos are side by side. The Gemara spoke about 2 days of Yontif and Chutz La'aretz, Yontif Sheini Shogolius. Now we're moving on to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So on the previous Amud on Hamad Aleph, we mentioned three shitas regarding the status of the egg on the second day. So on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, that's a Beitza Shnol de Biyamtif. That's Talin de Machlaikis Beis Hamad Beis Hillel. So assuming like Beis Hillel that the egg is Aser, the Gemara wants to know what's going to be the din on the second day. Could you eat that egg that was laid on the first day on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So we mentioned three shitas, and it was all based off of understanding the history of how Rosh Hashanah used to be. And the Gemara said that originally it used to be that they were Mekabel Edim all day on the 30th day of El. That in order to make Rosh Hashanah, so they were Mekabel Edim the entire 30th day to find out if that day, the 30th day of El, would be Rosh Hashanah. Or if maybe Rosh Hashanah would be the next day and El would be a 30-day month. However, says the Gemara that one time the Edim came very late. They came close to the end of the day on the 30th day of El. And there was a problem then with the Shir Shel Yoyim. What happened was, is they got up to the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim on the 30th day of El, the afternoon Karban Tamid. And they weren't sure, are the Edom going to come and today's going to be Rosh Hashanah? Are Edom not going to come and today's just a regular weekday, tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah? And they assumed, being that it's so late, so Edom probably aren't coming today. And they sang the Shir Shel Yoyim of Chol, of the weekday. But then the Edom end up coming, and because of this, so they said that for now on, we're not going to accept Edom for Rosh Hashanah, for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, after the Zman of Mincha. If Edom come before Mincha, so then great, we'll make this day Rosh Hashanah, and then tomorrow will be a regular weekday. However, if Edom come after the Zman of Mincha, so even though, technically speaking, we know that today is really Rosh Hashanah, even though we know that Edom came, they saw the new moon, where they didn't accept Edom, and they would count only the following day as Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara said that 30th day they would complete as a day of Kedusha, because once they started it, so they finished it. But the real Rosh Hashanah was going to be the next day, even though the Edom came still on the 30th. Once they came after the Zman of Mincha, so then they only accepted them the following day. So we said that we see from that idea that they knew when Rosh Hashanah was, and they still kept 2 days of Yomtiv. So you see that Rosh Hashanah is not kept as 2 days just because of a Sveika Diyoma. It's not just because we don't know when the real Rosh Hashanah is. Even when we know when the real Rosh Hashanah is, there's still a din to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So you see that the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah is viewed as being Kedusha Achas. It's not Shtei Kedusha, it's a Sveika Diyoma. Is it this day? Is it that day? Rosh Hashanah is Midin Takanas Chazal. It is a 2 day Yontif. It became a 2 day Yontif. One day Midaraisa, one day Midarabanan. But it became a Vaday 2 day Yontif. The male and egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Asr on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Because the way we view the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is like one long day of Kedusha. Being that it's not Midin Sveika D'Yoyma, it's a Takanas Chazal to keep 2 days. However, then Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh came after the Charban. So it was no longer Negea, the original Takana. And Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh came, and he Taka changed things. And he said that for now on, we're going to be Mekabel Edom even after the Zman Mincha. Even at the end of the day, on the 30th day of Elul, we'll accept Edom who say that today is really Rosh Hashanah. So now, if it's no longer a Kedusha Achas, it's no longer that we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even when we know when Rosh Hashanah is. That doesn't happen anymore. That only happened when we didn't accept Edom after the Zman of Mincha. So then, even though they came, we didn't accept them, so that means we knew when Rosh Hashanah is, we were going to accept them only the following day, we knew when Rosh Hashanah is, and we still kept the whole 30th day with Kedusha. So then, it wasn't because of Sveika D'Yoma, it was just a din to keep 2 days. But now that we accept Edom even after the Zman of Mincha, so then there's no more Kedusha Achas. Now whenever Edom comes, that day is Rosh Hashanah, and that's the only day of Rosh Hashanah. There's no keeping 2 days just because of a takana when you know when Rosh Hashanah is. That doesn't happen anymore. So seemingly now Rosh Hashanah went back to being shtei kedushais. It's only just because of a sveika diyoma. When we keep 2 days in Chutz Laaretz, let's say, so it's only because of a sveika diyoma, or even in Eretz Yisrael, when they have to keep 2 days, and because Adam didn't come on the 30th day of Elul, it's only because of sveika diyoma that they're keeping 2 days, not because of Kedusha Achas. So that's shtei Kedushais. It's shtei Kedushais, so says Rabbah, then now, from the Takana of Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai and onwards, for now on, an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because from the times of Rabbi Yochanan and onwards, so Rosh Hashanah became back to being two shtei kedushas, and that's taka the shita of Rabbah, that an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. However, Rav and Shmuel said it's aser, and it was explained in the Gemara that Rav and Shmuel said this with regards to Chutz Laaretz. That in Chutz Laaretz, being that it's true, that technically speaking, if you think about the lumdus of what's going on, so now Rosh Hashanah changed from being one Kedusha to two Kedushas. However, being that in Chutz Laaretz, they were always keeping 2 days, they're still going to have to keep 2 days. They're always going to have to keep 2 days, because they're not going to find out when Rosh Chodesh is until much later. So therefore, since they anyways have to keep 2 days, we're gonna stick to the fact that it's Kedusha Achas. Even though, technically speaking, now it's Shtei Kedushas. Being that, practically speaking, nothing changed for the B'nai Chutz Laaretz. So being that since it was before, it was Kedusha Achas, we're gonna stick to this idea that Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. And therefore, in Chutz Laaretz at least, when you have an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Aser on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That was the Shita of Rav and Shmuel. Then the third Shita we mentioned at the end of the Amud was the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that he was masking Be'etzim to Rabbah, that after the Takan of Rabbi Yochanan, so things seemingly changed. Now everywhere across the world, so everywhere the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah is Shtei Kedushas. And seemingly then it should be that an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah should be mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. However, says Rabbi Yosef, then no, an egg all across the world is going to be Aser on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Even after the Takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, an egg is going to be Aser on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for that, Rabbi Yosef explained, is that since they stopped accepting Edom from Minchan onwards, and they took on that it's going to be Kedusha Achas, and an egg that's laid on the first day is going to be Aser on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he made things different with regards to Edus, he said that now we're going to accept Edom even after this man of Mincha has already started, still he never took a specific vote and undid the takana about the egg. He never took a specific vote and said, for now on, an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be mutter on the second day. Rabbi Yochanan never did that. And the problem is that there's a cloud that anything that was any time there was a takana, a davar shebeminyan, that they took a vote and they made a certain takana, so even if the reason goes away, like it does over here, that now we're accepting Edom even after this man of Mincha, so even when the reason goes away, still the original takana stays in place until you have another Bezdin that takes a vote and undoes the original takana. So says Rabbi Yosef, even though it's true that now, after the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the reason for the egg being Asra on the second day goes away, because now it's no longer Kedusha Achas, now it's Shtei Kedushas, but still, since Rabbi Yochanan never took a vote, to be matter the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, so the egg remains aser. Now Rabbi Yosef brought three rayas to this klal, that a davar shebeminyan, that even if the reason goes away, it's still aser until you have another minyan, until you have another bezdin that takes a vote and undoes the original takana. Rabbi Yosef brought three rayas. The first two were from Sukkim by Matan Torah, one where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yidden to go back home and that they were allowed to be with their wives again, even though for 3 days before Matan Torah, they were told they're not allowed to be with their wives. After Matan Torah, they were told to go back, and the Gemara will explain shortly what that raya was. The second raya was about going up the mountain, that they were told originally that they can't go up Har Sinai, then they were told that they could go up Har Sinai, which we'll get to in a moment. And then the third raya, that was pretty clear, was the raya from Karim Rivai, that there was a Takanas Chachamim, Bizman the Mikdash, to bring, a person had to bring his Karim Rivai, the fourth year of his vines, he had to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. If you lived within a 1 day's travel of Yerushalayim, so they made a takana, they wanted Yerushalayim to look nice, and that there should be lots of fruits, so they said that you have to bring your fruits to Yerushalayim. Seemingly after the Charban, so the reason now goes away. And still the Gemara says that the only reason why the takana went away is because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai took a vote and undid that takana. So you see, even though the reason went away, that wasn't enough for the takana to go away, until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai took a vote and undid that takana. So you see, davar shebeminyan tzarich minyan acher lahatirei. So now the Gemara says, mai va'omer. Why did we need all these three rayos for this klal that kol davar shebeminyan tzarich minyan acher lahatirei? Says the Gemara, hachi kamer. This is what Rabbi Yosef means to say. Mechti. Starting with the first raya. Let's see. Ksiv, the pasuk says, hayunachayinim l'sheishas yamim al tikshu al isha. The 3 days before Matan Torah, the Yidden were warned, you're not allowed to be with your wives. Leich amor lahem, shuvu lachem la'alehechem, lamali. So why does the Torah then have to say that after Matan Torah, go back? Why does Hashem say, go back to your tents and you could be with your wives? Why is that necessary? The Torah said to be away from your wives for 3 days before Matan Torah, so that everyone should be tahor when it comes to the day of Matan Torah. So obviously, once Matan Torah is over, so now you could go back and be with your wives. Why does Hashem have to give a specific tzivoy, a shuvu lachem aleichem? Why does the Torah have to say that? Isn't it obvious? So shma mina kol davar shebeminyan tzarich minyan acher la'atirei. You see from here that the davar shebeminyan, the Gemara is considering when Hashem gives a tzivoy, that's like a davar shebeminyan. So since Hashem gave a tzivoy not to be with your wives, even though the reason went away, it was obvious, it was only to be tar for Matan Torah, so the reason now went away, still the din still applies until you have a minyan acher lahatirei, until a Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically says that no, you could be with your wives again. So that was Rabbi Yosef's first raya to this yisoid of a davar shebe minyan tzarich minyan acher lahatirei. Now, why did he bring the second raya? Because he figured like this. V'chi teima, maybe you'll say that no, there's no raya from this pasuk. There's no raya from these psukim. Why not? Because l'mitzvas oinahu da'asa. That, maybe you could say, the Torah, Hashem wasn't saying that now you're allowed to be with your wives. Of course you're allowed to be with your wives. That's obvious. Once the reason goes away, so the takana goes away. The reason why Hashem had to specifically tell them, shuvu lachem, la'ahalechem, is because the Torah was giving a tzivoy. The Torah was not just saying a heter, that you're allowed to be together. The Torah was saying that you have a mitzvah to be together. I'm commanding you to go back and to be together. I'm not giving you permission. I'm telling you that what you must do. So therefore, there's no raya from this pasuk of tzarich minyan acher lahatirei. Because the Torah Hashem wasn't just being matirit, Hashem was giving it tzivoy. That's why the pasuk was necessary. So maybe you'll say therefore there's no raya from the first pasuk. Tashima, that's how Rabbi Yosef brought the second raya. The second raya which says, b'msheich ha'yoyva miyalu bahar. That says that after Matan Torah, Hashem says, once you hear the shofar blow, so now everyone could go up the mountain again. You weren't allowed to go up the mountain, but now you could. So michti, why is that pasuk necessary? Ksiv gamatzayin v'habakar al yirua mulahar ahu. It says you can't go up that mountain, which the Gemara understands to mean it's only while that mountain is in this state, that the Shekhinah is there. Once the Shekhinah goes away, the reason goes away, and now of course you're allowed to go up the mountain. The only reason why you couldn't go up is because the Shekhinah was there. The Shekhinah goes away, so now of course you could go up the mountain. So why do I need Hashem to tell us that no, once you hear, once the Matan Torah ends, so now you're allowed to go up the mountain? That's obvious. You see from here that even though it's something which is obvious, the reason went away, you weren't allowed to go up because the Shekhinah was there. The Shekhinah goes away, so of course now you could go up. But still, the Torah has to tell us, no, you're allowed to go up, because once Hashem answered something, so you need a minyan acher lahatirei, you need Hashem to come back and say that no, you're allowed to go up. So that was Rabbi Yosef's, second raya. Why did he then have to bring the third raya from Kerem Ravai? Because the chitema, maybe you'll say that this second raya is not a good raya. Why not? Because hani mili bidaraisa. Maybe that's when Hashem says something. When Hashem says something, even when the reason goes away, you still keep it no matter what, until Hashem then tells you, you don't have to keep it anymore. But if Chazal says something, if the reason goes away, so maybe it just becomes mutter. You don't need Chazal to then come and say that no, it's mutter. Maybe when it comes to the Rabbanans, so then once the reason goes away, the takana goes away. So therefore, Tashema, Kerem Ravai, that's why Rabbi Yosef brought the third raya from Kerem Ravai. Va Kerem Ravai de Rabbanan. Now Kerem Ravai is de Rabbanan, even though of course Kerem Ravai, that's a din of Kerem Ravai is daraisa, but the fact that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim if you live within a one day's travel, that's only din de Rabbanan. And the reason went away after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The reason went away, the Ka'amri Lake Kfar Nimnu Alecha Chavirecha Vatiruhu. And still the Tamid of Rabbi Eliezer told him that Rabbi Yoicha ben Zaka, your friend, took a vote and was matarit. You see, you needed a vote to be matarit, even though the reason went away. So you see, even by the Rabbanan, you need it to be that once you have a minion, a davar sheb minion, to ask her something, you need a minion achel atira. It's not enough that the reason goes away. So now all of this Rabbi Yosef brought as a raya to prove this klal that kol davar sheb minion tzarech minion achel atira. Based on this klal, Rabbi Yosef was the third sheet that we mentioned about an egg that's laid on the first day of Yontif. Rabbi Yosef said that even after the takana of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, that we accept Edim all day long, even after the Zman Mincha, Rabbi Yosef said that still the egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Asr on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because Rabbi Yochanan never took a specific vote to be matter the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. However, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, Atu Beitza B'minyan Mi Havoy? Your whole premise is on the assumption that an egg was Asr'd in a minyan. That there was a minion that came, they took a vote, and they said that an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Asr on the second day. And then you're saying that, oh, Rabbi Yochanan never took a vote to be matter that Isser. Is that true? An egg became Asr because of a davar sheb minyan, it was a davar sheb minyan, there was a vote to Asr the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Beitza be'edas talya milsa. It was something that just came a mela based on the din of the edas. That being that they itzar edus, itzar beitza, being that they asr, they stopped allowing edim to come after the Zman of Mincha, they didn't accept edim after the Zman of Mincha, so Mamela became a day, Rosh Hashanah became Kedusha Achas, and Mamela, an egg, became asr on the second day, an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, became asr on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Not because there was a specific vote about the egg, it was something which came Mamela because of the din, of the Eidos, being that they stopped accepting Edim after Mincha, so Rosh Hashanah became Kedusha Achas, and an egg now that's laid on the first day became Asr on the second day. But Ishtri Edis, Ishtri Beitza. Once Rabbi Yochanan came, and he said that now we're going to accept Edim, even after the Zman Mincha began, so then Memela now, an egg, it's Shtei Kedushas, and now Memela, an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is going to be Mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So we don't need another minion to be matter the egg. It never became asr with a minion. Tzarech minyan achel atira is when you have something which became asr with a minion, so you need another minion to be matter it. But this egg never became asr with a minion. It was something that just happened memela based off of the din of the edus. So once Rabbi Yochanan undid the takana of the edus, and he said that now we could accept edim even after Zman Mincha, memela, an egg is going to be mutra on the second day. That's Rabbi Yis Kasha on Rabbi Yosef, seemingly a pretty obvious Kasha. The Ritva explains, but that's Rabbi Yosef, that it seems Rabbi Yosef held that it's easier that an Isra could be chal on something with the same strength of like a davar sheb minyan memela. So when they said the takana that they're not accepting edim in a mincha ulamayla, and now memela, an egg that's laid on the first day became asra on the second day, when it comes to iser, so iser is chal more easily, and even though it was memela, but now it's chal the egg and iser, and it's considered like a davar sheb minyan. However, when it comes to heter, so then you have to be matter at lehedya. That's how the Ritva explains Rabbi Yosef. But Al-Kapanim, Rabbi Yosef, that was the third shita now of an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. What's the din on the second day? Says the Gemara now a fourth shita. Rav Adav, Rav Shalman, Tarvayu Mibay Kloichas, Amri, they both said that Af Mitakonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakka Ve'ela Beitza Asura. So they also said that even after the Takana, an egg is Asur, but they gave a different reason. What's the reason that they gave? My Taima. Why is an egg asr? Ah, from the times of Rabbi Yochanan and onwards. So now Rosh Hashanah is Shtei Kedushas. So an egg should be mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Says Rav Adan, Rav Shalman, that Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The reason why they held that an egg is still usur is because hopefully we're hoping that very soon we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash back. V'yayimru, when people are going to say, Ishtakad milo yachanu beitza b'yom tevsheni, they're going to say, I remember last year I had an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and the Rav told me on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, I'm allowed to eat it. So hashtanami necho. So we'll think, okay, that means now also, I had an egg that was laid yesterday, so today, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, I'm allowed to eat it. V'lo yade, people aren't going to realize that no. The ishtakad shtei kedusha is saying. Last year was when we had the takana of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, so Rosh Hashanah was shtei kedusha is. But v'hashta kedusha achasi. But now that we have the Beis HaMikdash back, so now we're going to go back to the original way of doing things, that we don't accept Edim after the Zman of Mincha begins, and it's going back to Kedusha Achas. So the Gemara is saying, Rav Adam and Rav Shalman are saying, that even after the Tekan of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, we still have to treat Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Achas, because that's the way it's going to be again in the future. In the future, when we have the Beis HaMikdash back, when Mashiach comes, Meher V'Yameinu, so the egg is, we're going to have to stop accepting Edom again after Mincha, just like it used to be. We're going to have to stop accepting Edom, so it's going to be Kedusha Achas. So if we allow the egg nowadays, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, people are going to think that when Mashiach comes, when we have the Beis HaMikdash, so then also the egg is Mutter on the second day. So therefore, we have to Aser the egg on the second day, even nowadays, because of Gzeira, because of Meher Yiban the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemari, Hachi, if so, that we're nervous that people are going to assume when the Beis HaMikdash comes, they're going to assume to do things the same way they do it nowadays, so then Edis Namiloi Nekabel. So then we also shouldn't accept Edim after the Zman of Mincha. My time of why? Because Meher Yiban the Beis HaMikdash. The same reason. Hopefully soon we'll have the Beis HaMikdash back. The Yoimru, people are going to say, Ishtaka Miloi Kabalnu Edis HaChodesh Kola Yoim Kuloi. Last year we accepted Edim all day long, even after Zman Mincha. Hashta Nami Nekabel. So now also we should accept Edim even after Zman Mincha. So people are going to forget about that as well. So how could we even accept Edom nowadays after Zman of Mincha? Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, then no, it's not comparable. Also, when it comes to Edos, so Edos Masrur LeBezdin, that's something that's in Bezdin's control, whether or not they accept Edom, and we're not chayshish that Bezdin's going to make this type of mistake. Bezdin knows better, so then we don't have to be chayshish for. However, Beitza L'chol Masura, but an egg that's laid in a person's backyard, so that's, a person doesn't think to even ask the Shaila. So on a standard individual, so then we have a chashash that he'll say, the last year I remember the Rav told me I could eat the egg, now also I could eat the egg. So therefore, says Rav Adon Rav Shalman, when it comes to the Edus, that we could accept Edim after the Zman HaMincha, and when the Mashiach comes, when we have the Beis HaMikdash, we'll stop accepting the Edim after the Zman of Mincha. However, when it comes to the egg, we can't allow the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Because once we allow it now, so then people are going to think that it's also Mutter, even when Mashiach comes, when we have the Beis HaMikdash back. And in the fifth Shita, Rav Amar, Rav says, also the same halacha, but a different reason, that af mi tekanas Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai ve'elach beitza asura, and that even after the tekana of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, that we accept Edom all day, still an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be asur on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? Because mi loy ma'ide Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai shem bayu Edom in amincho l'mayla shenayagin oisa yoyim kodesh l'machar kodesh? Did Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai switch it Rosh Hashanah from being Kedusha Achas to Shtei Kedushais? Did he say that we accept Edom all day long and that now we're not going to have to keep tomorrow as a day of Kedusha? Rav is arguing, until now we assumed that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we accept Edom all day long, so if Edom come even after the Zman of Mincha, so just that day will now be Rosh Hashanah. The next day you could treat like a regular weekday. Says Rav, no, even Rabbi Yochanan never switched the fact that if Edom come after the Zman of Mincha, that it's going to be a two-day Yontif. Rabbi Yochanan was just saying that we accept their Edus. We accept their Edus means that Yom Kippur will be the 10th day from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Sukkot will be the 15th day from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It just means that we accept it, that we consider that day to be the real Rosh Hashanah. But we're still going to keep 2 days of Yontif. We're still going to keep 2 days. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan never switched it from being Kedusha Achas to Shtei Kedushais. this. Rabbi Yochanan was never coming to change the geder of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was Kedusha Achas. We kept the 2 days as a Takana, and we're still going to keep those 2 days as a Takana. Rabbi Yochanan just switched that we're going to count the Yom Tovim from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But even after the Zman of Rabbi Yochanan, it's still Kedusha Achas. That's Rava's argument. And then the Gemara just concludes, V'amar Rava, that Hilchus Lekevasei the Rav Bahani Tlas Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra, that the Halacha is like Rav by all these three cases, both Lekula and Lechumra. The three cases that we're referring to are the cases, the one that's Lekula is the case of the 2 days of Yontif and Chutzlaretz. Rav said that you have an egg that's laid on the first day of Yontif, so on the second day of Yontif it's going to be Mutter. That standard 2 days of Yontif and Chutzlaretz, Rav says we view as being shtei kedushas, and an egg that's laid on the first day is mutter on the second day. That's one halacha. So that's the case that the halacha is like Rav Lekula. And the two cases that the halacha is like Rav Lechumra is one is when you have Shabbos and Yontif that are back to back. So Rabbi Yochanan said an egg that's laid on the first day is going to be mutter on the second day. But Rav said that when you have Shabbos and Yontif back to back, an egg that's laid on one day is going to be usher on the second day. And then we have this case of an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, that Rav said it's going to be usher on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The halacha is like Rav in this case as well. So the halacha is like Rav in all these three cases of two kedushas side by side, 2 days of Yontif and Chutzlaretz, Shabbos and Yontif side by side, or 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. By all these three cases of two kedushas, the halacha is like Rav. So now we'll stop here, but we'll just mention a very interesting kasha that I saw brought by Ritzvi Pesach Frank in Mikroi Kodesh. There's a famous Shmua that when Mashiach comes, so the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. It's attributed to the Zayar, to the Arizal, to Chazal, Lamaisa. It doesn't seem like there's any Makar that we have nowadays in Sfarim, in Chazal, in Zayar, in Arizal, to this idea that the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai Lasilavai. However, Lamaisa, we see in the Gedolei Achrayinim that they do bring the Shmua. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz brings it in Yaros Devash, in Chilek Beis, in Drosh Ches. We find that Rav Chaim Volozhiner brings it in Ruach Chaim on Maseches Avos, in a Haggah, in the fourth parak, he brings this. And the Bnei Yisachar brings it in Maimari Chodesh Sivan, Maimer Vav Ois Aleph, and the Chidah brings it in his Sefer on Shas, Pesach Einayim, on Perkei Avos, Perkei Mishnah Yud Zayin. So you find in the Gedolei Achrayinim from Mamish all walks of life, Hasidim, Ashkenazim, Litvish, Sephardi, everyone seems to bring this Shmua that the Halacha is going to be Lasid Lavoi, the Halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. So the question that Ritzvi Pesach brings, Mamish, a very strong kasha, he brings from our Gemara on Heyam HaBeis, that the Gemara says that according to Rav Ada and Rav Shalman, so even after the Takan of Rabbi Yochanan, an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, says Rav Ada, says Rav Shalman, an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Aser on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because since when Mashiach comes, since Lasid Lavoi, we're gonna have to stop accepting Edom and Amincha Ulamayla. So Rosh Hashanah is gonna be Kedusha Achas again. So Rosh Hashanah, we're gonna view Rosh Hashanah as being one long day of Kedusha. And an egg that's laid on the first day is going to be also on the second day, because we view it as just being one long day of Yontif. So Mamela, even nowadays, we have to ask for the egg, Atu, when Mashiach comes, Atu, when we have the Beis HaMikdash back. Now, when we have the Beis HaMikdash back, why is the egg going to be Aser? Because it's Kedusha Achas. And so what? So therefore, an egg that's laid on Yontif on the first day, that Iser is going to carry over to the second day, because we view it as being one long day. But whoever said that an egg that's laid on Yontif is Aser? That's the Mishnah Beis Amin Aleph. Beis Hillel is the one who says that an egg that's laid on Yontif is Aser. According to Beis Shammai, an egg that's laid on Yontif is Mutter. So, what does it mean, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash? Soon we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash back, and then what? When we have the Beis HaMikdash back, Lasid Lavoi, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. An egg that's laid on Yontif is going to be Mutter. So, why would we have to aser the egg nowadays because of Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash when it's going to be Kedusha Achas? So what if it's going to be Kedusha Achas? But the din of the Beitza, Shanel de Beyomtif, is that it's going to be Mutter, because the halacha is like Beis Shammai. That's the kasha that Ritzvi Pesach brings, and we'll let everyone think about it on their own.